You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Unexpectedly heartfelt ukulele performance there from Iceland.
It's Eurovision on 95BFM with our European correspondent, Cameron Adams.
Tomorrow will mark 1 year since Russia's war on Ukraine began. This coincided with the Munich Security Conference and Putin's announcement that he'll pull out of the New START nuclear deal. Throughout the rest of Europe, issues such as fruit and vegetable shortages and difficult droughts have been taking place. To learn about all that and more, I spoke to BFM European correspondent Cameron Adams. He first gave me an update on the war in Ukraine.
This coming Friday will mark 1 year since the invasion of Ukraine by Russian armed forces, with Kiev on high alert for any further missile attacks on the capital. US President Biden visited Kiev by train on Monday in a symbolic show of support. He also announced another $500 million in funding. Putin's much-awaited State of the Nation speech happened yesterday with no significant announcements, except pulling out of the New START nuclear arms reduction treaty. Biden has also made a speech in Poland, reaffirming America's support for the country. According to the NGO, the International Rescue Committee, women in Ukraine are much more likely to be victims of sexual and domestic violence, with reports increasing since the start of the invasion. And today in Kherson, Russian shelling has killed two civilians, with six others being killed yesterday in a separate attack.
The Munich Security Conference happened last week. Are there any significant outcomes?
Yeah, so it's not really. It's a big international security summit with over 350 delegates, including over 70 countries. One usual attendee, Russia, was not invited. However, there weren't really any major outcomes. US Vice President Kamala Harris accused Russian forces of committing war crimes in Ukraine. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called on tighter integration within the EU on supplying Ukraine with arms and equipment, specifically artillery shells. Probably the biggest news to come out of it was China's foreign policy chief Wang Yi's attendance and speech. He called for peace talks while blaming, quote, some forces for continuing the conflict in Ukraine. He also had a closed-door meeting with US Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Antony Blinken had claimed that China was preparing to supply arms to Russia, a claim China denies. Wang Yi had a meeting with Russian President Putin today in Moscow and spoke of an advancing relationship with Russia.
Rationing is happening for some fruits and vegetables in the United Kingdom. Could you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, so some major supermarkets in the UK have announced buying limits of certain fruits and vegetables, blaming poor weather. Tesco's, the UK's largest supermarket chain, has limited tomatoes, capsicums and cucumbers to 3 packs per person, with similar limits, including lettuce, happening in other UK supermarkets. It's stated that poor weather in Southern Europe and North Africa has led to a shortage in crops. According to Andrew Woods, a sub-editor at commodities data firm Mintec, the tomato harvest in Spain is down 20% from a year ago. Trade Group, the British Retail Consortium, have also stated that in the winter, the UK imports over 90% of its tomatoes and lettuce in the winter, primarily from Spain and Morocco. High electricity prices have also had an impact on food grown inside greenhouses inside the UK. While mainland Europe hasn't seen any significant shortages, Brexit isn't apparently one of the drivers of the shortage this time around. New restrictions on fruit and vegetable imports into the UK from the EU won't be in place until next year.
And how has the weather been in Europe over the past winter?
Pretty mild, really. I mean, last month was the third warmest month in Europe on record. Over New Year's, we had a record-breaking winter heat wave. I mean, here in Berlin, it got up to 16 degrees at night when normally it's below freezing. France this week declared 31 days with no significant rainfall, matching its current record. Throughout Catalonia and Spain, there's already water restrictions, with Spain's water reserves down 10% from its average 10 years ago. In Italy, some canals in Venice have run dry due to a combination of low rainfall, tides and other weather factors. And Lake Garda is also at record low levels. According to environmental group Legamente, the Po River in the north of the country has 60% less water than is normal for this time of year. The Po River is Italy's largest river, and a state of emergency around the river was declared last July after the region suffered its worst drought in 70 years. So yeah, as the winter is coming to an end here, it's looking like it could be a tough summer if we don't get more rain.
Portugal has announced reforms to tackle a housing crisis, including clamping down on so-called golden visas. What are they?
So golden visas are basically a way to buy residency or passports in participating countries, with it being significantly popular in some poorer EU member states to try and attract investment. Since the invasion of Ukraine and its potential use by Russian oligarchs, some member states are beginning to clamp down, with the EU being heavily in support. In Portugal, it's claimed that the Golden Visa program has been a significant driver of real estate prices due to speculation. While the scheme attracted over 6.8 billion euros since 2012, 90% of that money has gone into real estate instead of job creation. In Portugal's capital, Lisbon, home prices have more than doubled since 2015, according to real estate website Idealista, and over half of Portuguese workers earn less than 1,000 euros per month, while Lisbon's rent has risen more than 37% in 2022, according to Reuters.
What else is in the package? There's also been clampdowns on holiday rentals like Airbnb.
Yeah, so new Airbnbs have essentially been outlawed in this package. No new licenses for tourists. For tourist accommodation will be allowed except for in less populated rural areas. Prime Minister Antonio Costa has declared that the state will rent vacant houses directly from landlords for 5 years and put them on the rental market. There will also be a tax incentives for property owners to convert their tourist properties in the rental market. The package is costed at 900 million euros and also includes regulation on rent increases.
And the EU has announced a new program for its own satellite communication system. What's that about?
Last week, EU lawmakers almost unanimously approved a multi-billion euro satellite communication system dubbed IRIS. Just like Elon Musk's Starlink, it's meant to provide the bloc with its own network of internet distribution for both civilian and military use. While the Starlink system has proved a game changer for Ukraine, SpaceX last month restricted its use for drone systems. The EU instead wants their own rival system that they control. So far, 3.1 billion euro have been announced for the program. The first satellite launches are set to happen next year, with full service expected by 2027, provided by 170 multi-orbital satellites.
That was BFM European correspondent Cameron Adams chatting about the war in Ukraine, shortages of food in Europe, and various other topics.
Macedonia with a reggae twist.
That was Eurovision on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.